Weekday evenings, 7 till 10. Mark Forrest.
The first episode, An Unearthly Child, produced by Verity Lambert, the first woman to hold that position, was overshadowed somewhat by the assassination of JFK the previous day. But since that difficult start, Doctor Who, the Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey, has become a household name, albeit one we don't actually know. The original series ran from 1963 to 1989, and it was a little bit different to what we see now.
Doctor? Doctor, is he all right?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever is that noise?
Doctor? Hey!
What is it? What's happened?
It's the Cybermen. We've just seen hundreds of them coming out of the sewers.
The big breakthrough for the series came with the introduction of the Daleks, a villain partially inspired by the Nazis.
The Doctor must die!
They appeared in the show's second run, and the last four episodes drew ratings of more than 10 million. They're regularly voted the scariest villains in the show's history. It was 9 years before we got to see the Doctor in full Technicolor, Jon Pertwee in Spearhead from Space in January 1970. A year after, the show was sold to Latin America as Doctor Mysterio. Since then, fans who grew up with the show have used their own position as adults to honour it, hence the naming of real-life asteroid 3325, discovered in 1984, which was called TARDIS, after the Doctor's time and space machine. TARDIS, of course, being an acronym of Time and Relative Dimension, or Dimensions, in space. The TARDIS was originally able to take almost any form required, but due to a faulty chameleon circuit, it got stuck as a 1960s police call box. The design and shape of that blue Mackenzie Trench-style box has become so associated with the TARDIS that in 1996, the BBC applied to trademark the design. The Metropolitan Police filed an objection, but the Patent Office couldn't find any evidence that the Met had ever registered the design and ruled in favour of the Beeb. The wheezing sound emitted by the TARDIS when it travels was originally created by Brian Hodgson, who recorded the sound of a set of house keys being dragged along the strings of an old piano and added echo and reverb effects.
Good luck, Doctor!
Will someone please tell me what is going on?
When he's dying, his body, it repairs itself, it changes.
But you can't!
I'm sorry, it's too late. I'm regenerated.
11 actors have played the Doctor on TV during its run, with Peter Capaldi set to become the 12th. It's a role turned down by the likes of Bill Nighy and Benedict Cumberbatch. He'll be hoping to build on the success, which will see the anniversary show broadcast in 75 countries simultaneously.